was incredible. How could we ever forget? Ponies were magical. The joy they brought was the best. It's so nostalgical. You've been there too, I can bet. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
A decade ago, I saved up all my bits to buy a vinyl pony fig. The smile song was the greatest thing that I had ever heard. Back when I started reading EQD, watched SFMs and PMVs, and Twilight wrote Celestia to share what she had learned.
A decade ago, I'd wait for Saturday's new episode and be amazed. We could finally be ourselves and doing this crazy herd.
It was incredible. How could we ever forget? Ponies were magical. The joy they brought was the best. It's so nostalgical. You've been there too, I can bet. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
A decade ago, I fought in shipping wars, learned the lyrics to Discord, and I made my first ponified persona just for fun.
Stayed up till midnight reading fanfiction. Equestria Girls was just a vision, and new adventures, they could happen only on the hub.
Going to BronyCons and Everfreeze, Emmy Larson signed DVDs. The newest thing was the wedding, and I could feel the love.
It was incredible. How could we ever forget? Ponies were magical. The joy they brought was the best. It's so nostalgical. You've been there too, I can bet. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Hasbro and Gak 10 seconds flat.
Pony icons everywhere on the internet. Remember when
Twilight came names and plastic wings,
sewing cosplays, reading cupcakes,
finding our place and making friends
since 2010. It was incredible. How could we ever forget? Ponies were magical. The joy they brought was the best. It's so nostalgical. You've been there too, I can bet. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Was it rational to give this series a try?
It felt so laughable, but soon we couldn't deny.
Friendship is magical, and now I'll never question why.
It's so nostalgical. It's unbelievable.